Welcome to the Spirit Guided Life Podcast. Get ready to explore limitless ways of creating a dialogue with your spirit, including awesome guests, lightworker tips, and intuitive inspirations. So say yes to tuning into your heart. Be willing to trust the invisible and stand by to be spirit guided with your host, Alex Levy.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome everyone to episode 45 of the Spirit Guided Life podcast. Today we are diving into the wonderful, mysterious, awesome world of the Akashic Records. And I'm really excited to share some information with you about the records today. And a quick request before we jump into this show. If you like this podcast, the number one reason the show has grown is because of your reviews. People really do rely on your opinions. So please pop on over to iTunes. You can pause right now, swipe on up, or over on your favorite podcast app, and please leave a few words. It really does mean so much to me when you do. I read them all, and I can't thank you enough for taking the time to be here with me today. Now on to the show. The energy of the Akashic Records has slowly been getting my attention for quite some time now, and I can't actually pin back when I first became aware of the Akashic Records, because there's always been this pull that I've felt in exploring the records. And it sounds kind of extra woo-woo, but hey, I'm pretty extra woo-woo, and if you're hanging out with me here listening to this, you probably a little woo-woo yourself too. So I can't remember exactly when I became aware of Akashic Records. It was probably many, many, many years ago, back when Sylvia Brown was doing her work. I believe I first learned about it from her in one of her books. And then I would see it here and there, but it really wasn't on my radar. I would take a class and somebody would talk about it, or I would listen to something and it would come up, but there wasn't this common thread. Until about a year ago, I felt the pull. I felt like this is something I need to start incorporating into my practice to share with my clients, but also for myself. I knew that I needed to go into the records to begin to help pull all the pieces back together of my soul, of all these fragments that have been kind of shred apart in a way. And I knew healing through the Akashic Records was the next step in my spiritual evolution. And it's been about a year now since I've really dived deep into the records. I've taken classes, and I'm so happy to offer this service now. So that's kind of sounds like a little roller coaster of how I dived into the records. So some of you might be thinking, well, what are the records? So this is what this episode is really about, is what are the records? What is their purpose? How we can access them? And what are they here to show us? So let's jump right in. So the Akashic Records, they really are these universal memory banks. And it's not just of our lifetime right now, in this body, in this earth plane, but it's really of everything, of all places, of all lifetimes. It's really almost like this giant Google database in the etheric or other realm. It's really a vibrational archive. And Akasha is the Sanskrit word for ether, which is really sky or space and primordial substance. The Akashic Records are an abundant place. They are truly, truly infinite. You may also hear it referred to as the Book of Life. And many people describe the Akashic Records as seeing them as this giant, vast, vast library filled with infinite books of all different planes. But really, the records are an open space with truly the fullness of source. The records show opportunities in divine timing, in divine outcomes, in all possibilities. And the records are actually made up of light language. Light language is the universal language of oneness, of love, and it's made of pure light energy. And that is why anyone really has the potential to access the records. Now, when you actively and intently listen to your heart, you hear me often talk about dropping into your heart. When we do that, when we drop into that heart space, we're actually kind of unconsciously tapping into the Akasha. Now, I feel like so many more people are interested in the Akashic Records. And if you find yourself kind of identifying with the light worker archetype, or if you consider yourself an empath, or an indigo crystal or a rainbow, or even a starseed, it's because you are recognizing that on a spirit level, your natural core, which is truly pure and innocent. So by utilizing the energy of the Akasha and the records, we can actively co-create and move back to that divine alignment and step back in to really the more joyful visions for our reality. And the records have since become so much more popular within this current modern day new age, but they're not new. They've been around a long time. Even some signs of them being dated back into the Bible, where it's being referred to as the Book of Life. But where they really became popular were with some really amazing pioneers on the early metaphysical movement. And it started really with a fascinating woman named Helena Petrovna Blavatsky, and she lived between 1831 all the way through 1891, and she's the one that actually coined the term Akasha. And then later on, another pioneer who's written some amazing works, and I will say her work is very difficult to read. It's not easy. And this is Alice Ann Bailey, who wrote, I believe, more than 20 plus books on theosophical subjects. And Bailey then is credited with adding the word Akashic Records. And you can read about some stuff in her book, Light of the Soul. But I warn you, it's not an easy read. But most famously, we learned a lot from Akashic Records and was brought more into the mainstream by the one and only Edgar Cayce, who did thousands and thousands of readings. And many of them are archived, and you can read them through many of his books. And Cayce really believed that anybody could really access the records. And the interesting thing was, when he was really a pioneer in this industry, he really wasn't reading New Age books. He truly was just channeling this information. And he was doing it through two ways: through the subconscious mind of the clients he was reading, and secondly, from the Akashic Records directly. So really, after Cayce made the records kind of more mainstream, it was then brought more into the forefront by many other spiritual teachers, channels, and now we are kind of where we are now, with more and more people really feeling that pull, like I was, to either do Akashic Record readings or explore the records through writing and books, or just for their own personal mastery. And the method of Akashic Record readings that I have learned from is based off of the work of a man who was a coal miner in Colorado. His name was Arlen Bock. And he wasn't a metaphysician. He wasn't really a spiritual guy per se, but he started having these downloads and channeling information. And his information is really the basis for a lot of work on Akashic Record studies, and has since been kind of built upon and validated by other people like Susan Taylor Shire, Andrea Hess, Anna Sace, and many others. And that's the modality that I've learned from that really resonates the most for me and speaks to me. But like anything, I always recommend taking what works for you and leaving the rest, and know that there's so many ways to access not just Akashic records, but so many other spiritual principles as well. So what can the records actually show us? So the records are a universal mentor in a way, and they share universal and light wisdom and experiences. Now, I will say this, you can only perceive a vibration that is a match to you. So if you have no interest in the Akashic Records, if you don't believe in it, you're probably not going to have an experience with it because you're not matching to that energetic state. But the records really show us how we can stay in our hearts. They operate at, some believe, at a seventh dimensional frequency. And they show us, I believe at the core, how to really be at peace. And that really all is well on these inner planes. And the records can help us move back to that state of wholeness, back to that place of all that is, that true unity consciousness. And the records also show us, they can show us, how to actually better ourselves. If you ever ask the question, like, well, who am I really? Like, who am I? Like, that is the information that the records provide. It provides all of those details. So think about it like this. The records are kind of like a fast track to go within yourself to show you deeper, deeper messages, much deeper than you would get, let's say, if you just kind of did a meditation or you just, you know, asked your guide or had an intuitive reading. So to see one's soul's records is really to see past lives, future lives. Everything exists in energetic potential, especially in the records. And our mind, because we do have a brain, we have a mental body, it's part of our experience here on this planet, we have to conceptualize things mentally in order for us to process things and understand them. So that is why often, very much for most people, myself included, the records are symbolically a library, an infinite vast library, because we need a frame of reference. And we can't go into the records, we can't explore things if we have no frame of reference. And a library is a very simple symbolic reference. But really, it's this vastness of interdimensional space, of openness. The records also have the ability to show you your soul group of origination. And this is something that I think is really fascinating and unique. And the soul group of origination, what that is this is the beginning point of your existence as a soul being. For those of you who consider yourself to be a starseed or a lightworker or an indigo or crystal or rainbow, these are all branches of different soul groups of origination. And I use the term soul group not to be confused with like your soul family, right? So that's often a word we hear a lot in the new age is, oh, you know, my friends are in my soul group, as the idea of you are incarnating again and again with this group of the similar souls. That's not the exact same thing that I'm talking about in the context of going into the Akashic Records. The soul group of origination is the planet or star system or the earth system, or what is also known as a blueprinter. Where was your soul originally birthed, essentially? And that's really interesting when you can learn more about your soul group of origination. It really helps you kind of understand all the different facets and faculties of your personality, of your being. Another thing you can learn from the records is your energy center of training. Your energy center of training essentially is this kind of energy pattern that you carry on throughout incarnations, and especially into this present one you are now. And it's very similar to the seven chakras. It's a similar energy center, and each energy center of training is overseen by an archangel. So it's also known as an archangelic realm, a different realm of training. or Energy Center Realm of Training. And there's a lot of great information that can come from that as well, which you can get from the records. Something else, you can learn about your spiritual gifts. Which clair possibly is your strongest? How do you perceive psychic information, really? And are you an empath? What is your empathic gifts? Because there's multiple different types of empathic gifts. Oftentimes, we just think, oh, I'm an empath. But essentially, you could be an animal empath. You can be a place empath. There's so many different types of empaths under the umbrella of being an empath. You can also learn about your archetypes from the records. And archetypes, I think, are really fascinating. And Carl Jung did a really lot of great work bringing archetypes to the forefront of where we are right now. Archetypes help us understand patterns. They help us to understand why we kind of operate in the way we do. And the records show that we actually have at least three main archetypes. And it's so beneficial to understand what is your archetype. Because when you do, it helps you realize, oh, that's why I'm wired the way I am, right? It's my archetype. Another thing that the lessons can show us is our life lessons. What are our life lessons? And this is not to be necessarily tied into a career or a life purpose, right? But a lessons. What is something that I'm really here to work on? What something that my soul came here and made a sacred contract with to say, this is a lesson that I really need to do for my soul growth, for my next lifetime, for the next evolution and ascension, really, of your being. You can also learn about potential future lifetimes and past lifetimes and areas in history where your soul has made really great strides. And you can also heal. It's beneficial to see these lifetimes because you can really heal and prevent yourself from repeating some of these patterns that we carry down through these past life lineages by really transforming this kind of residual karma and releasing these negative patterns. You can also look at religions or spiritual traditions or practices which have been of great importance to your soul throughout different lifetimes. And a lot of those threads we pull into this current present lifetime. And something that I find fascinating is we can look at to see what our soul training is on the other side. So oftentimes when we incarnate, and oftentimes we don't necessarily reincarnate right again after we pass away in what we view as earthly terms, right? We don't just go from body to body. There's what's perceived as sometimes as a good time period in between. And on the other side, we have the opportunity to really do some great work. And that is something that you can learn from the Akashic Records. What is the soul training on or studying or working on growing and developing on the other side? So there's so much. These are just a few things you can learn from the records, and there's still so much more. Really, it's completely endless. It's an infinite amount of consciousness and energy and vibration, and that's what the records are. It's really vibration. It's light language and light vibration. Now, there's many different ways to go about accessing the records. You will see and read, if you get more interested into this, many different methods, but some of them are through meditation, and some are also through a specific prayer or a specific attunement or angelic connection. And these prayers are really kind of meant to fast track and take you right into the records immediately. And I find them to be very pickup. And I find them to be a great starting point if you're just getting into learning more about the records for yourself, is finding an Akashic Record prayer that works for you. You can also use creative visualizations, similar to a meditation. Also, certain past life regressions will take you there. And oftentimes, I find when I'm talking to, you know, other psychic mediums or psychic readers or intuitive readers, even, you know, tarot card readers as well, they are probably on a very unconscious level tapping into the records. So if you're a reader yourself and you don't intentionally do Akashic Record readings, but if you find yourself doing some readings sometimes and noticing like, gosh, like I went like really deep in that session, or gosh, that was like, you know, it wasn't like a surfacey type of reading, you're most likely were tapping into the Akasha, the energy of the Akashic Records in some form. But of course, like anything, it's a skill set. And the more you learn, the more you train, the stronger that connection is going to be. I would recommend, if you do want to do this for other people, that you do get some good, solid training so that you can get reliable and accurate information and you know what questions to ask and how to interpret the answers. But if you're doing this just for yourself, then I think prayer or working through intentionality or with an angelic guide is a great place to start. So an Akashic Record reading is really a snapshot of your soul. I like to say it's kind of like if you ever had an astrological report done or a natal chart done by an astrologer, it's like the same thing. It's like this astrological, not really because it has nothing to do with planets, but it's like a natal chart for your soul. It's a chart of your soul blueprint, and it can give you all that juicy details and information of your soul group of origination, your past and present future lives, your energy center of training, your spiritual trainings in between lifetimes. So much detailed information that you wouldn't just get from a regular intuitive or card reading. So I hope this kind of helped to break it down a little bit. And because chances are, if you're hanging out with me, you're probably going to hear more about Akashic Records. And if you hang out with me, you're also going to hear other people talk about it, because it really is kind of picking up momentum in this new age world. And it's very beneficial to begin to play with the energy of Akasha, because it's so healing and it's really unlike and very distinctive from other frequencies. So I hope this helped. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to send me an email. Let me know your thoughts. And I'd love to hear if you've already done some Akashic Record work or if you're new to this. If you want me to continue talking about this in other podcasts. So I hope you guys enjoyed this. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Spirit Guided Life Podcast. I hope you enjoyed. If you're interested in receiving an Akashic Record reading, head on over to alexlevyonline.com or swipe up on the show notes to learn more. And until next time, stay spirit guided.